Last night, as I fell asleep, I heard explosions, bombs going off. I thought hunting season had begun in the church parking lot. And then I realized there was a wedding at Suyazilka, and someone was beginning to celebrate at 11:30 in the evening. It is amazing how you can misread things and how you need to be challenged to look for the truth in spite of what may appear. One secretary once wrote in the bulletin, "Our annual church dinner was wonderful. It was just like heaven. Many people we expected to see there did not show up." In today's Ukrainian sermon, I spoke about temptation before and after sin. And before I move on to the main theme of the English sermon, I just want to encapsulate it. Temptation is always different before you sin. It gives you all kinds of enticements and says you are great. You deserve this. How can you pass this up? How do you know it's not good unless you try it? Why should you let this moment go by? After all, you're great. You deserve to do this, to accomplish this, to experience this. And temptation after sin is the exact opposite. What an idiot. How could you possibly do this? What's wrong with you? How could you possibly have so little brains as to have this happen to you? Well, in the Christian world and in Christian spirituality, we are called to always maintain our dignity and to remind ourselves, no matter what we do, that we are children of God, called to rise up and be good, not just for yourself. We all hear the news, both on television, radio, and the internet, from the government to the church to all kinds of officials and parents and children, of all the bad things that are done. And it is very easy to say, "I am not like that," or to even lose hope and to say, "I guess nobody's good." Instead of accepting the challenge that Jesus always gives us and says, "Yes, we as a human race are injured. We are not totally good. If we were, we wouldn't need laws. We wouldn't need police officers. We wouldn't need courts and judges. So our experience shows us that we are a wounded human race." But it also gives very many examples that show us how much good you can do. The saints used to have this mentality: "I don't care if the whole world goes the wrong way. I have an obligation to be a good human being and to show an example of what a human being can do." So in this world, you see parents running away from their children, children running away from their parents, officials and other people neglecting their obligations. But you, as a Christian, say to yourself, "I need to be the shining light in my school, in my job, in my church, among my friends." Do not be like other people who use other people's failings as an excuse for their own. You are not bad because your parents were not good to you. You are not bad because these people were bad to you. We are bad because we choose to do bad things. And the exact opposite is also true. We believe that with God's grace and prayer, we can become good. Do not focus on what is lost, on the bad examples that are set, but focus on the possibility of you becoming that shining light and good example of what a good woman, a good man, a good boy or girl should be and can be. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.